This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, here we go again. Welcome to Triple Captain. We are talking to you moments after this evening's football's finished. Liverpool scraped past Leeds United. Just the 6 goals for Liverpool this time round. But yeah, in all seriousness, my name's Rich Bulfinder, football commentator, triple captain presenter, co-presenter. I don't know why I have to introduce ourselves this much every time we do a podcast, considering we're doing this for 3 years. My co-host, Luke Jurdy, joins us. How are you, mate?
Hi, Rich. Yeah, I'm good, mate. Glad to be joining you again straight after the football. And look, we're called Triple Captain. We're an FPL podcast. All three of us, unfortunately Ben's not with us tonight, but all three of us played our triple captain chip on the GOAT of FPL, Mo Salah, and he is on 84 points. I mean, absolutely insane. It could have been even better. I mean, he actually lost a bonus point because of Mane's 2 goals. I mean, some of the scores out there are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, a few people have got Mane and Salah. I mean, that's just huge. Like, I think Mane's on about 23. And Salah's obviously, if you've triple captain Salah, you've got 84. I mean, that's like 107 points just from two players. Like, absolutely insane.
Utterly mental. I'd love to know if this probably is the most successful triple captain in game week of all time in FPL.
I think it probably is.
I'd love to know how many people have put the triple captain on him, but it's got to be at least half of the Salah owners, who's obviously half owned in the game already. So there's going to be a lot of people out there whose eyes will be so wide after this result. But I've still managed to go down in the rankings, which is nice. So everybody else around me is triple captained him.
Yeah, this is the really, you know, weird thing. I'm on 134 points, minus 8. I took a minus 8 this week, so 126. And I've got the smallest green arrow going. So after the Arsenal game tomorrow, I could well be on a red arrow with, like, you know, over close to 150 points. Like, it's absolute madness. I think at one stage, it was like, I think I was up to about 20K. And then as Liverpool scored more goals, every player that scored kind of hurt my rank. I mean, Andy Robertson getting an assist in the last minute of the game.
Ridiculous.
That hurt my rank. Obviously, not many owned Mane, so that didn't really matter. Van Dijk scoring in the last minute. Yeah. Quite a few own him, so that affected my rank.
But Fernandes did you a job, though, didn't he?
Fernandes did me a great job. Goal. I'm glad I kept him. Yeah, I mean, well, mind you, now Mane's got his haul. I could have perhaps moved Fernandes to Mane. But then you're looking at minus 12 territory, and I just think, you know, Fernandes 12-pointer, I'm glad I kept him. It really helped my rank, that. So,
you'd have to be a massive fool to take minus 12. Who would have done that as he scratches his head?
Did you do that?
I did the minus 12, yeah.
Oh, that would be why you were on a red then, surely.
Yeah, I think it is. I think I was 1 point off the safety score, so it's not a massive red arrow, so it's okay. I think I'm down about 5,000 places or something like that, which ain't too bad. But it's just frustrating because I didn't bring in De Bruyne, but I had De Bruyne. And obviously Mane, who's a good second choice midfielder after Salah. Fernandes, who's a great second choice midfielder after Salah. De Bruyne's in the same kind of bracket. And he's just sat there on a disappointing 2. But thankfully, I brought in Saka, which cost a little bit of money. So he got a goal as well. And he's still got a game tomorrow as well. So that'll hopefully be a bit of a result. And Tierney's still to play tomorrow as well. So hopefully there's still a little bit left in my game week. But should we just say, like, we're doing this podcast now because the deadline is Friday night and we don't have time really to wait for that Arsenal result to get onto it. So we just thought, let's get on with it now. Do a quick ship-shape, sharp episode to tell you about what is going on in this game week. And I don't think the average is going to be as high as it is this week. I mean, it could, but there's not quite as many double game weeks going into game week 27. So there's only two teams that have double game week in this game week. It's Burnley and...
No, I think it's just Burnley.
Is it just Burnley?
Just Burnley, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so Burnley have a double. I mean, I know that lots of people are playing free hit this week. I'm going to be one of those people. So I don't. Are you gonna play free hit, Rich? Because obviously Arsenal blank, Liverpool blank, yep. Chelsea blank.
It's a tough one. I mean, I've got Gallagher and Dalot on my bench. Palace play Burnley at home, and United play Watford at home. So I could bring them in for both Tierney and Saka. It's either a free hit or a minus eight at best. And I don't really want to get rid of TAA or Salah. But I just feel like using the free hit might come back to bite me in the arse. Well, it's already come back to bite me in the arse using that one earlier on in the season.
Oh, but have you already used it once?
I've used one of mine, yeah.
I think I had
five players lined up for one game week around Christmas when there was loads of cancellations for COVID. And I was like, I've got to do it. I've got for five players. You know, I would have taken a massive whack otherwise to my overall rank. But yeah, the more I look at it, the more likely it might have to be a free hit. That's so frustrating because then I'm just stuck with my wild card for the I'm a bench boost for the rest of the season.
Well, I think there's a double game week in game week 28. There's a double game week in game week 29 as well. Mm. There's potential for me to go free hit 27, wild card 28, and maybe even bench boost in 29.
29.
There's another double game week coming up, I think, isn't there, in like 36, but obviously hasn't been announced yet. So it's just about planning. And to be honest with you, I've been that busy, and I think you've been that busy as well. I haven't had a huge amount of time to plan. And so I'm just kind of going, right, free hit 27. And then I need to really sit down and have a good couple of hours on this to plan what I'm going to do. But I think let's focus on game week 27 for now.
Yeah.
And I think if you're playing a free hit, let's just pick out the best players for that for the next game week. I mean, because it will help me out anyway.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. It is interesting, though, because we're coming to that part of the season now where the teams down the bottom end of the table are starting to pick up results here and there, like Burnley beat Tottenham tonight, and they won 3-0 against Brighton, was it, I think, at the weekend as well. And they've turned it on all of a sudden, and Burnley always do this at some point in the season. Newcastle getting results as well against West Ham, who've beaten City, Chelsea and Liverpool at West Ham, but couldn't beat lowly Newcastle. Everton, please win some games. It's terrifying. But yeah, let's have a look at the fixtures then. So it starts on Friday with probably the least attractive fixture of the whole game week, to be honest. Southampton versus Norwich. Is there anybody who really takes... I don't know. It takes your eye in this fixture. Maybe Broja, just because of his value, something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people are going for Broja in this fixture. Obviously, Norwich have improved at the back under Dean Smith, but Southampton are playing really well. And I think you can also maybe have a look at someone like Kyle Walker-Peters for this fixture. He gets the odd assist. He's fairly cheap. Norwich don't score a lot of goals. But they are fighting for their lives. So I think it's a little bit of a risk, but he'd be like my outside punt. James Ward-Prowse could be another option. He's a good differential. And sometimes he'll just pop up with a double-digit haul, won't he, Ward-Prowse? He'll score a free kick and he'll maybe get an assist as well. So I don't think he's a bad shout either for the Norwich. Norwich obviously isn't as good a fixture as it used to be, where we were like, right, just get piling on a team playing Norwich. But I think there's a real like set template team at the moment on FPL Twitter, as there always is. And Broja's in most of them, but I think Ward-Prowse could be a nice differential. Walker-Peters could be a decent differential.
Yeah, you know what? Because Pukki's a similar price to Broja as well, isn't he? I don't think you can write off Pukki so much. Again, though, he's a bit of a roll of the dice. And if you want to go for a striker who is a differential, you know, Norwich have got a bit of fight about him now, which is something they didn't have at the beginning of the season. So, you know, if you really want to take a punt, go for a bit of Pukki. But let's not talk about Southampton v Norwich too much, because that's not very exciting. Let's talk about Leeds v Spurs. Leeds have had some almighty thumpings this season. Harry Kane's coming back into form. This is lining up for a great game for Harry Kane, surely. Or is it lining up for a classic Spurs, like tonight, who just lost 1-0 to Burnley? Who knows?
Yeah, well, I mean, they are hit and miss, aren't they? And I mean, the way Conte talks about them is almost like he's playing a PlayStation 5 game on like super difficulty, the way he speaks about managing Spurs. He's just like, he finds it so difficult, doesn't he? Yeah. Clearly. But yeah, 1 minute they're beating City, the next minute they're losing to Burnley. But I think you've got to go for Kane and Son really in this fixture. I think if you're on that free hit, you might as well stick both of them in your team, because they've just conceded 4 to Man United. They've just conceded 6 to Liverpool. If Spurs are going to score some goals, it's going to be against Leeds. They cannot defend for Toffee. They're in a bit of trouble. But then, yeah, you know, it's one game week. They could pull it out of the bag. But Kane and Son for me would be the ones. I wouldn't go near Tottenham defence for this, because Leeds do attack.
No, you wouldn't go Lloris?
No, Leeds do attack, and they're at Elland Road. So, and Spurs aren't great at the back. I mean, I was lucky tonight that Emerson Royale got brought off on 65 minutes before they conceded, so I banked a clean sheet.
Happened to me with cash at the weekend for Villa. I was so happy good when I seen him go for the 64th minute. I was like, yes.
Yeah, so good. But yeah, I Kane and Son. I mean, with anyone for you, maybe that Kuzulewski as a punt or...
Maybe. I mean, he's a proper gambler and didn't even know who he was until he scored. But it's not worth a chance, really. I mean, Rafinha's not been playing that much for Leeds, has he? I don't think he started the last two games, and he got hauled off when they lost to Everton. So I don't know what's happened with Rafinha there. They've been starting Dan James, I think, up front. So, I mean, if you wanted to roll the dice on a Leeds player, maybe Dan James is the one to do
maybe.
It
maybe. I mean, yeah, super differential.
That is some bet, isn't it, really? Yeah.
That is some bet, yeah. But hey, look, we're picking out enough players that we're bound to be right on a couple of them.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, at this point we should probably shout out producer Ben, who called, who did he call again? He called Jay Rodriguez of Burnley, who got an assist completely out of the blue. Well done.
I mean,
to Ben.
Wow, huge
Even
points.
Better, he called Matip, who got a clean sheet and a goal.
Yeah, fair play.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah, 14 points. Same amount of points as... Yeah, he did. He played in the first game as well. Same amount of points as Van Dijk. So fair play.
Yeah, it's a good shout. You got to give him it.
Got to give him it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Brentford v Newcastle. I think Brentford...
Oh, Livramento, by the way, for Southampton could be a nice... If you need, like, a cheap option. Sorry to go back, but he's back in the team now. So 12 points sat on my bench this week, Livramento. But yeah, if you wanted that cheap slot, I mean, you'd probably sit on your bench. But anyway, sorry, Rich, go on. Yeah. What was the next
Gallagher
fixture?
Sat on my bench. I've got Gallagher on my bench with a nice 12 as well. So that's lovely to see. Bowen and De Bruyne stinking out my team. But yeah, let's talk about Brentford v Newcastle. Brentford, they're probably the worst team in the Premier League at the moment, I think. At least Leeds have got a bit of an attack about them, but Brentford just don't have anything. You know, Tony's not really made the step up to the Premier League that a lot hoped or predicted that he would. And Newcastle, to be fair, they found that extra gear. And they didn't have Sam Maximan against West Ham, and they managed to get a draw. So I was really impressed by that. And you do feel like it's only a matter of time until Chris Wood scores. And Brentford could be the game for it. You know, talking about a lot of strikers here. Might have to go with three strikers for this free hit if I do it. But yeah, again, there's not many options in this. You'd probably avoid the defences. But Newcastle just seem to have a little bit more belief that they can stay up. And Brentford, they're going to, you know, I think a lot like Everton and Leeds, they could well get sucked into that relegation zone. So I'm probably just about backing Newcastle on this one. But I wouldn't be tripling up on Newcastle or anything like that. Maybe Wood as a shout. Sam Maximan if he's fit, maybe. But I don't know anything about that until the press conference. What about you?
Yeah, I think Sam Maximan might be out. I think Trippier might be out as well. So there's no real interest for me from this fixture.
He's got a metatarsal injury in a World Cup year. Isn't that the most like vintage England
that is
injury
vintage.
You can get?
No interest from me for this fixture.
Fair enough. What about Brighton and Hove Albion versus Aston Villa?
I don't think so.
Then?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you'd maybe look at Mopay against Villa, who seem to be struggling now, don't they? After
1-7
after,
is what they've won.
After a really good start, they seem to be really struggling. But I mean, no options really set me alight here in this one.
Could be Could be a nil-niller. Could be one.
Maybe Brighton defender. Yeah, maybe like a Cucurella or Lamptey, or, you know.
The main guy for them defensively is Webster. They have a much better defensive record when Webster's available, and he was missing for the Burnley game. So it'd be interesting to see whether he's back for the weekend or not. If he is, I might bring him in, or Cucurella, because they just seem to perform better when they've got him in there. Duffy's just not as reliable. I think Veltman as well is a bit of a wobbler. So Dunk can't do it all on his own, really. And, you know, Sanchez is a good goalkeeper, but I think Villa have got a goal in them. Do I keep Mighty Cash? Do I bring in Luca Dean? It's not exciting, is it, really, this fixture? You know, it's two teams.
No.
One at the bottom half of the top half and one at the top half of the bottom half. It's very much mid-table clash. Let's move on to a more exciting fixture. Crystal Palace versus Burnley. any players from this taking your fancy? Palace won 4-1 tonight, by the way. 4-1,
yeah,
Crystal Palace.
They're doing pretty well, aren't they? And they tend to be pretty good at home. Although Burnley are on a bit of a run. Dyche always seems to pull it out of the bag. And I think really because of Burnley's double game week, you've got to go for two, if not three, Burnley. So for me, it's definitely Nick Pope in goal. He's class for bonus. We all know about Nick Pope's qualities in FPL. So I think he's
Burnley
have
Leicester as well, just to put that out there.
Yes.
At home.
Yeah, they've got Leicester on the Tuesday. At home. They're fighting for their lives. They've just kept a clean sheet against Tottenham. They kept a clean sheet against Brighton. They've kept two clean sheets in a row against difficult opposition. So I think Nick Pope's got to be your goalkeeper, hasn't he, for the double game week? He's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great shout.
And Weghorst, I would say, up front.
But are you not going to say Josh Brownhill, goal and assist in this game week? He's been on the bench getting 2 points every game week. And then this game week, he's there. Goal, quite, best in the Premier League. And
quite
assist.
Incredible from Brownhill. I know. No, I wouldn't shout him.
Fair enough. Weghorst and Pope and who?
A lot of people are going for another defender. I don't know if I want double Burnley defence, but it could be it could be pretty fruitful. So I mean, you got Tarkowski, who came back tonight, who's obviously always a decent option. Ben Mee, who scored, I think he's a decent option. Maybe Roberts, the fullback.
I like Roberts. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, so I mean, potentially there, I'd maybe even look at like someone like Aaron Lennon as an outside punt, if you wanted someone cheap. He started the last three games. It's a bit of a stretch, to be honest. I think I'll probably end up going for definitely Weghorst and Pope, and then possibly a Burnley defender. I mean, as we've seen this season with the double game weeks, they tend to pay off putting these double game week players in. And if you think about it, even if Burnley, obviously, unless Burnley concede a load of goals, even if you do go for a Burnley defender, even if they only get 2 points, that's still 4 point return from a defender.
Yeah. Which is decent, you know.
That's not bad. So it could be worth thinking about. Anyone from you?
Yeah.
What about Palace?
Crystal Palace, they for me have a lot more attacking options than Burnley. We talked about Palace a little bit on the last podcast, and obviously they've got, you know, an attacking line that is quite rotatable in Ayew, Mateta, Benteke, and Edouard. But then they've also got Zaha, who's forever their most attacking, most gifted player. But Elise is slowly coming through. I need to look at Elise and see how many minutes he's been getting over the last few weeks. But I really like the look of him. And I think he could cause that very static Burnley back line a bit of trouble.
Yeah, I've had him in for the last few game weeks, and I had him in for this double. He's disappointed me a little bit.
Has he?
He started both games in the double, which was great, but only got 3 points, sadly. So since bringing him in, he got 7 in the first game, which was great, but then 1-1 and 2. So, but he's got that potential. I mean, I think I'd prefer Zaha. And I think he could be a good option. He just scored 2 goals tonight, and he looks to be bang in form. And obviously he's a lot more nailed on than someone like Elise, who may well be rotated. So I think Zaha as an outside pick could be nice. Maybe even a Palace defender wouldn't be too bad on a free hit. But I fancy Burnley to carry on this good form. Do you?
Yeah, it's. I think they'll get a draw. I think they'll get a score draw. I think Palace are good at home, and Burnley seem to be doing, you know, Burnley things. Ben Mee scoring a goal in a 1-0 win. It's just so Burnley. It doesn't get more Burnley than that. So maybe they'll get something out of it. Who knows? All right, let's talk about Man U v Watford at Old Trafford. What do you think then? Watford just been spanked by Palace. Manchester United just spanked. Well, they didn't spank Leeds. But they were pretty much on top of Leeds for 89 of the 90 minutes because Leeds got two mad goals. But yeah, you're not looking at Ronaldo and Fernandes, are you?
I don't know if I am. I mean, I think Fernandes is a good option because he's banging form at the moment and playing really, really well and returning most games. I just think it would come down to like getting rid of Son or Kane if you want Fernandes in the team as well on the free hit, because I think we're probably going to have three Man City when we're going to talk about them in a minute.
Yeah.
So it's a tough decision. It would come down to Fernandes or Son, I think, for me. I think definitely Kane's in. So it's Tottenham away at Leeds or United at home to Watford. You know that Hodgson is probably going to park the bus.
Yeah.
United find it a bit more difficult to break teams down. So I think I'd probably prefer Son off the top of my head. I'll have a little look at the stats. I like Sancho. Sancho's been playing well. He's cheaper than Fernandes. He just gets you that route into the United team. I think Ronaldo, there's a good chance Ronaldo might be rested for this one. So I think it's a bit too risky to put him in. And as we've seen, he's just not quite hitting the heights of his previous goal scoring exploits. So
looks frustrated, doesn't he, when he plays?
Looks very frustrated. Yeah. I mean, I know.
Who do you reckon will come in for him? Do you reckon it'll be Cavani?
I think Cavani could be a good punt. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a risk, of course, but if you've got a good bench on a free hit, look, free hit's great because it's 1 week. So I don't think there's any, like, and the template is really, really strong. So I don't think there's any real risk in just going for one or two punts, you know? Get those solid players in who we've spoken about and who we're going to, you know, like your Canes and... we're going to talk about City players as well. And then have a couple of punts in there. And I don't think Cavani is a bad shout if you've got the money. And if we know that, if we get wind that he's going to start, then why not give him a go? Quite a lot of people are putting a United defender in there as well, but I don't fancy him for a clean sheet ever.
Yeah. Watford, they look a little bit wobbly when attacking. I did the game the other week. Who were they playing? Brighton. And when the onus was on them to score a goal, they looked absolutely useless. But now they're at Manchester United, and they're just going to play it long for Josh King to battle and Dennis to run in behind. I probably won't go with any Watford players, but I'm just saying that is probably how they'll make something happen. And, you know, Manchester United have had a lot of disappointing results at home over the last couple of seasons, and there's no reason why this couldn't be another one. But yeah, I think Fernandes for me is probably the standout for Manchester United for sure. Sorry, Watford fans. Everton v Man City at Goodison. Everton are in a lot of trouble. Historically, don't do very well against Manchester City. I think maybe it was 2015 since we've beaten Manchester City. And the team that you want to play when you've just lost at home to Tottenham is Everton. Because we keel over for pretty much anyone. And it's always a team who are, you know... who are coming up against a rebound in Manchester City from a loss, who, you know, need to get that buffer back between them and Liverpool, who get put to the sword quite often. So Everton, unfortunately for me to say, it could be quite a demolition job. I'm thinking maybe four, maybe five, which is very depressing. But from an FPL point of view, it means it's potential. So I don't know who I'd bring in. Probably a bit of Raheem, I'm thinking maybe. But Kevin always seems to do a job as well. There's a lot of options. I don't know how much rotation will take place in the Manchester City team. That's the only serious question I've got. Is it the same old question for Man City? Is it, you know, you're gambling with who you're picking?
I think you are a little bit, but there's a great short podcast on from the FPL Wire this week where they got on a guy called Luke who works for Fantasy Football Scout, and he's been predicting the Man City lineups all season and getting an average of about 9.5 out of 10. Right, take away Edison. So he's really, really, really good at predicting what Pep's going to do. And he thinks that Mahrez, Sterling and Foden are going to be the front three. He thinks De Bruyne is definitely going to play. He thinks it might be the week that Bernardo Silva gets rested. Obviously, okay. None of this is set in stone. Of course, we don't know. Pep always throws curveballs. But I think, for me, at the moment, I'm on Mahrez, Sterling and Cancelo, which I think a lot of people are as well.
Oh, tasty.
A nice double up in midfield. Yeah. And Cancelo, I think you've got to have him. He's having so many shots. He's due a goal, Cancelo, and this could be the week where he gets it. So, and really, if I don't captain a Burnley player, I think I'll definitely be looking at Mahrez as captain. He's on penalties, maybe Sterling as well. But I think that's what's going to be interesting this game, because I think a lot of people are going to captain a Burnley player because they've got a double. You know, maybe even Nick Pope could be a great captaincy option. Or you go for a single game week player, like a City player who could explode, and they're much more consistent, aren't they, than Burnley? But you've got two stabs at it with a Burnley player, so it's going to be a tricky decision, that.
Yeah, it's a hard one, but I think regardless, you're going to have a triple Manchester City choice. I think you just got to. I personally wouldn't go with any Everton players. Calvert-Lewin's not at it at all. Richarlison, you know, he's got a bit of something about him maybe, but Everton are just struggling. So I'd avoid massively. All right, let's talk about West Ham v Wolves. That's your game on Sunday. Only one game on Sunday. Oh, that is disappointing. Mm. Jared action.
Yeah, maybe. I think this could be the game week that you leave him out if you're on a free hit. I think there's lots of good options in midfield, as we've discussed. So I think if there is going to be a game that you leave him out, it might be this Wolves fixture. Wolves are playing really well. They're pretty solid at the back. Yeah, and West Ham are a little bit hit and miss at the moment, I think. So, I mean, maybe a defender, but I don't think I'll have either of them. To be honest,
it's so strange looking at West Ham, because they're still obviously very, very good. And I mean, I've done it before, but they're so much like David Moyes' Everton that if they can just get a striker who scores loads of goals, that'll kick them onto the next level. And Antonio looked like he was going to be that striker, and he's just completely gone missing over the last few months. Antonio, he's just nothing like what he was at the beginning of the season. So I think because Bowen's still got such a responsibility for goals, and you know, he's on set pieces as well, I think I might leave him in for that reason. But it is a very tough game to call. Wolves have got a decent defensive record, so who knows, I might give Kilman a go or something like that to bring in a cheap defender. But yeah, there's nobody who's you know, jumps out immediately from Wolves. That's pretty much it. No, just apart from Leicester, who've got to go to Burnley on Tuesday. Anybody at Leicester take your fancy?
No.
Is that a mid-table?
No, not at the moment.
Nope, not for me either. Thank you very much. Nice and easy. Good. mate, we have to do these in the morning. I'm so tired. I'm ready for bed. Every time we do these podcasts, we're hungover or exhausted. Need to stop doing it. Not the podcast. Stop doing the late recordings.
Do you want to hear? I just put the free hit draft together as we discussed the players that we'd put in. So do you want to hear the first 11?
Okay, go on, let's hear it. First choice.
So we've got Nick Pope in goal, which I think we both agreed on. We've got Cancelo at the back, who we both agreed on. I've gone for Ben Mee, and I've also gone for Livramento in a back three. Four across the midfield, I've got Sterling, Mahrez, Son and Sancho. My front three are Weghorst, Kane and Broja.
I like it. Okay.
It's pretty good. I think that's quite template. I think that's very similar to what a lot of players are going for. But that's what I'm on at the moment.
What was your midfield again? Sancho, Son.
Sterling and Mahrez.
Sterling and Mahrez. Okay. Oh, I quite fancy Fernandes, you know. I might give Fernandes a go. I think I will have a very similar team to you. Maybe just three or four changes to that starting 11. But we shall see. Who are you going to captain?
I mean, still plenty to think about. And like you say, I'm sure I'll make a few changes there. But at the moment, I fancy captaining Mahrez.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. I think I'm probably going to go with Son.
I don't think I trust Weghorst enough. I know it's a double. No. It's a double. So, and double game week players this season have pretty much always done well. Nick Pope's attempting captain as well, but you don't want to sit there hoping for clean sheets, do you?
You can't you can't captain a goalkeeper in the relegation zone. I know they've got double game week, but
I know what you mean. But he's scoring points though. He's keeping clean sheets and getting bonus points. True. But I think it's very rare that you have Mahrez in your team, isn't it? And it's going to be an exciting week to have him on a free hit. So at the moment, I'm thinking of captaining, but I may be swayed. What about you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm leaning towards Son. I just think Leeds are so unpredictable, apart from in defence, where you can predict that they will concede goals. So I think Son, it just looks like it's the perfect game for Son. I want to have a look at his XG over the last few games and stuff and see how he's been getting on. But at the moment, leaning on old Heung-min. But yeah, I'm sure Ben would pick a Villa player if he was here. In fact, no, he wouldn't because... Oh, no, they've got Brian. Yeah, you pick a Villa player. I reckon Ben would captain Ollie Watkins. Speaking for Ben there. Brill. Right, that's it from us. Just a fast one this week. And I think it might be another close deadline for game week 28 as well. So I'll have another quick turnaround. We've only got seconds to think of our fantasy teams, basically. But we'll be here. Don't you worry about that. At FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. Go on there and our Discord. More and more people are joining it. I know I say it every episode, but it's true. More and more people are joining our Discord and it's a lovely little community over there. So please, go give it a listen. Oh, I need to go to bed. Go and check it out. I think I'm on the radio.
Thanks everyone. Hopefully the Arsenal game goes well for everyone tomorrow and hopefully Saka stays quiet for me. Good luck everybody for game week 27 and good luck everyone on your free hits.